No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a Grand Rapidian.
Hello, and welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. Where off the top we'd like to say, fuck cops, and fuck Cop City. Go to Atlanta City, or AtlantaSolidarity.org. Check it out. And I'm Ginger, and we love our Patreons.
And I'm Willie, and we're here with our podcast about video games, beverages, and other stuff that we enjoy.
Yeah.
Today we have two special guests. Welcome back, JD.
Howdy, howdy, and super quick, by the way, it did sound like you wanted us to go to a website that was .org.
No.
and I'm...
I mean...
Right, like, I mean, you and I
you
are the same...
You can do that now.
Right, heck yes. I just...
I mean, I almost wanted to get grpvg.gay.com or whatever, or .gay. I thought about it. And we also have Bryn.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Oh, we are so happy to have you on. Is there anything you'd like to plug up front or say no, don't find me on the internet?
Oh, yeah. This is just for promoting yourself. Okay. Not for you. I know where you're going to be promoting.
Oh. So I don't know that me, myself, and I necessarily do much except for work on a couple wikis and run a convention. But I could always plug those later.
Oh, just a little convention.
All right, cool. What kind of wikis?
I work primarily on one for the TV show Young Hercules. I am also working on one for a radio show called A Prairie Home Companion. And I also work on one for the Roblox game Ghost Simulator.
Cool.
Fuck among a couple others.
Awesome. My fiance is a nerd, y'all.
And proud
of
it.
This is a nerdy podcast.
What was that first one again?
So it was a TV show that aired between 1998 and 1999 called Young Hercules.
Young Hercules?
It was spin-off of Hercules Legendary Disney? Journeys and Xena.
I remember that.
All right, from Xena.
And it starred a young Ryan Gosling when he was 17 years old.
Yep.
It was filmed in New Zealand, and it is the one special interest that I have kept for the past 30-some years, give or take.
Yeah, give or take a little bit, yeah.
So, if you know anything about me, you know that I like the color green, and you know that I'm into Young Hercules. And those,
I
will
love that.
Ride or die until I die.
Or ride.
Like me and Bristol County Jr.
I make everybody watch it at least some of the episodes at somehow. And like I make music videos for it online and occasionally write the odd fanfic. But yeah, I am working on building a wiki for it. And it's my passion project.
I also love the color green.
Thank you. I say that as if I am completely responsible for all the green in the world.
It's okay. If you want to take responsibility.
Emerald.
At least I have someone to say thank you to.
All right. Well, before we review beverages, I've got the quote of the episode.
Oh, shit.
Today, some smokers suffer back pain from giving head.
What?
You cut out there. It didn't come through there.
Smokers suffer back pain from giving head.
Oh. How did that come through to you, but not to me?
You're wiggling the cord, and so it was like flickering in and out a little bit better for me than it was before.
I'm a good podcast guest.
All right, Ginger, you want to start with your beverage? It's already all shaken up.
Yes, it is a cold pressed juice. Uh-huh. Red Obsession. Carrot, apple, cucumber, beet, and lemon.
It's all shook up.
Oh.
So beet, lemon.
That's really good.
Carrot, apple, cucumber.
It does not taste like dirt.
That's a high standard right there. Okay.
I think because of the sweet stuff before the beet. Yeah,
it tastes mostly more carrot, a little bit apple, and everything else secondary. Oh, cucumber too. Makes it nice and kooky. I'll give it 4 out of 5. I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 too. I'm about to chug this bitch because it's really good. And that turkey was salty as fuck. So good though. All right. What you got, Will?
I've got a beer. I've got something newish from Blue Moon. They make a Moon Haze, a hazy, juicy pale ale brewed with dried whole oranges. I wonder why they use dried oranges and not juicy ones.
I don't know. Nice crack. I know when I did drink before my allergies, I loved Blue Moon.
Do you think they can, like, take all the oranges, juice them, sell the juice, and then take, like, the dried, the squeezed out oranges and, like, sell them to a brewery to throw in their beer?
Probably.
I don't know. That's kind of what I'm picturing from Blue Moon. It tastes pretty good, though.
We like to go ahead and package this with the thought of orange. The memory of citrus.
It does taste very orangey. Blue Moons are better with an orange in it. And this is like a Blue Moon with the orange in it already.
Oh, nice.
It contains wheat. It does have a few nutrition facts on the side. 180 calories. 2.3 grams of protein in one can.
They put the protein on beer. They're like, look, this beer has protein.
It doesn't say how many sugars, though.
It's healthy, we
it's
swear.
Got 15 carbs. Yeah.
Right. We have fruit and protein.
We're not
going to
tell
this.
You the sugar.
Vitamin C.
Right.
Well, it's like steak and fruit all in one. If I drink the whole 12 pack.
Part of a balanced breakfast.
I'll give it a 3.75 out of 5, though. It's pretty tasty.
Yep.
All right, I'll go.
Ooh, what you got?
I am right now drinking my weight in peach mango crystal light. And because
that sounds good,
it is what I cannot drink straight water. I will die of thirst before I do. But it's funny with the peach mango, you have to be careful that they have peach tea, and then they have peach mango green tea, and then they have straight peach mango. And so it's very easy to buy the wrong kind at the store. But the color is very different once you start mixing it up. But the peach mango is a lot more like juice than it is any sort of tea, obviously, because it doesn't have the word tea in it. But
nice.
I have fond memories of the Crystal Light lemonade.
Yes.
My grandma always had that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, let's make some lemonade, grandma.
I am usually on a lemonade kick, and when JD and I first met, I was nonstop drinking lemonade, and then I started to get a little bit, my neurodivergence was like, okay, we need to try something different, slightly different. And now this is what I'm on all day, every day.
Nice.
And
I love that. It sounds good. I might have to pick some up.
It's really sweet. You can definitely taste the fruit, obviously. But it hits the same as like a little bit more like an apple juice or a cranberry juice, where it kind of has a more of the watery base, obviously, because it's Crystal Light. Oh, nice. As opposed to usually when you get citrus drinks or orange juices, that has more of the like milky base to it. So this gives you that more of the lighter watery base, but it still tastes very sweet and smooth going down. Very little of a sticky aftertaste. And this nice. Also has caffeine in it, so it helps keep you going. So
ooh, yes.
Nice. Yes!
I didn't know Crystal Light had caffeine in it now.
Yeah.
I can find that.
So yeah, I give it 4.85. Just because of the stickiness after a while, if it's the only thing you're drinking, you do get that kind of aftertaste. But yeah, I really like it.
I think that is a worthwhile aftertaste.
JD, how about you?
So
you're sipping on some Crystal Light. We got something else.
I made a
barbecue sauce.
So I made a promise. This is not a joke. I sincerely went through all the episodes that I was on to see what I had tried out, and I found the one where I drank mushroom water, and apparently back then I made a promise that I was never going to do any kind of food-based drink. But I am breaking that promise right now because I have Walmart brand soy sauce. Great value soy sauce.
Oh.
So, when I was a teenager, you know, my family was kind of poor. You know, it's just me and my mom. And that's not a slight against mom in any way whatsoever, but it's true.
No.
So,
did you have, like, mean siblings who would dump this in your mouth or something?
No, I was an only child. So there, I have no excuse.
This is like how I used to drink fucking coffee creamer by itself, okay? This is that kind of a thing.
I mean, everybody likes Fruity Pebbles coffee creamer by itself.
So, I mean, we would just do ramen all the time, and I got addicted to soy sauce, putting it in there, and every once in a while, just out of curiosity, I'd take a swig, and it's been a couple of decades, so...
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
The immediate gag. The immediate reaction.
So that was a salt lick.
It was really good. Okay.
For some reason, I don't believe you.
Oh, one strong.
I have to find vegan and gluten-free soy sauce. I actually just use amino acid because of my wheat and fish allergy.
Oh no.
That sucks. I'm so sorry.
Here's the thing.
Amino acids are just the same.
I'm going for seconds.
Oh my god. Ooh,
and you got the cheap store brand stuff there too.
Exactly.
What is it? Yum. Just water, salt, and food coloring?
More or less, yeah, but it reminds me of being a teenager, and that's just how my life was. And yes, I realize how disgusting this is, and I realize that my stomach is going to hate me over the next 24 hours. I'm not going to drink any more from there because of that. But
I
better get yourself a water, buddy.
Hey, we're on an audio format, so the listeners can't see that.
Look,
I do have
the water behind me.
Planned ahead. But yeah, for tonight only, 4 out of 5.
So
that's
not
fair.
Like a regular daily.
No, I know. No. There is no doctor recommended
minimum.
Once
every 20
years. Yeah, there you go.
For
there
the record.
Wake up, a shot in the morning, a shot at night.
For the record, I no longer drink hazelnut coffee creamer by itself. I can't even touch that shit with a 10-foot pole.
All right, well, let's take a quick break and come back with Real Life XP. All right, Ginger, now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMCRLCGRPBG.
ROCPCACBL.
Man, I'm terrible at spelling these.
I can spell
Will
a B.
Just
I can
a weirdo.
Also, like, because it has like the hoop and then another hoop and then a line.
Oh, that's how bees.
So that's how you spell a B. I'm really good at the spelling bees.
I win every single kindergarten spelling bee I'm in, no matter the time. Oh, Ginger, do you have some real life XP?
I do have real life XP. I ended up baking 2 separate loaves of pumpkin bread.
Oh, nice.
Yo!
That was gluten-free, and one I had to make nut-free for my stepson, so I put raw pumpkin seeds in it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually really, really fucking good.
Ooh!
Like, surprisingly, a very good substitute for walnuts. So, both of them are good.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law actually stopped by today, and we did some cooking today.
He said it was the first gluten-free thing that he's ever had that tasted good.
So now I have a question. For the raw pumpkin seeds, is that like you would take the seeds straight out of the pumpkin, or does it have to be like shelled first, and it's just the inside of it?
I bought them from the store.
Yeah.
And so they weren't...
The green ones?
Yeah, they're like small green. They're not the big ones like when you
carve a pumpkin, the inside of it.
Yeah, it's probably just the insides
of it. Okay.
Yeah, because I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to, when we would do the jack-o'-lanterns, that she would take the seeds and then salt them. And you could, like, you could suck the salt off the outside, but you wouldn't want to swallow the outside. It was always too tough, like a like sunflower like seed shell.
I always ate the outsides of the pumpkin seeds. Occasionally same. Sunflower seeds, but the pumpkin seeds, I chew those bastards all the way.
Same. But yeah, so, making two loaves of pumpkin bread, and I pureed the pumpkin and cooked the pumpkin myself.
Oh, so actually did the extra steps.
Oh, yes, I was extra.
You can taste the love.
Besides being gluten-free.
Well, yeah, there's not actually pumpkin if you buy canned pumpkin.
It's no mostly gourd.
Yeah, it can be any gourd is classified as pumpkin.
So it just, this recipe too, just, it's so fucking good. Like, even you like it, and you don't really like pumpkin.
Right.
So I'm going to...
it tastes like sugary bread.
I'm going to give myself 2 million. I'm going big because I'm riding high that my father-in-law liked it too.
1 million a loaf.
As well you should.
Yep.
That made me feel good. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
All right. So who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
All right.
It was warm and sunny out yesterday, so I did a little bit of cleaning in the basement and emptied out like a ruined wooden dresser I had down there with some crap in it. Dragged it outside and started a fire in the backyard. Burned a couple skids, and then I threw the dresser on the fire, one drawer at a time. And then I was also back there raking up leaves and burned a bunch of leaves in the backyard. So, yeah, it was a great sunny November afternoon of raking and burning shit.
Very nice.
Look at you getting outside. You call yourself a gamer.
I was also playing Marvel Snap in between raking.
Rake tap.
You know he has to.
Rake tap. Rake tap.
That's so funny.
So let's see. I think that's worth about 2 million points. Also, I'm going for a tie.
Ooh.
I mean,
I burned three dresser drawers. I was gonna say 1 million apiece, but I'll go even with you. 2 million.
You did carry that dresser up without asking me for help.
Uh-huh.
So
I didn't really carry it. I just kind of, I wasn't worried about the finish on it. So I just kind of rolled it up the steps. The long side would go up three steps. The short side would go up two steps. And then when I got to our cement stairs going outside, I just pushed it out the door. Let it fall.
Yeah. I mean, you get a little
get
attitude.
Get some furniture out. And you get to smash some furniture.
Fuck yes.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Destruction. Yes. Destroy it all.
Yeah. I'll say 2 million is pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. I did set a pretty high bar with my pumpkin bread.
Then can I lower the bar a little bit? May I introduce you to the concept of not publicly making that big of an ass of yourself?
It's hard to do.
Do you have to go apologize on Twitter?
I mean, I've completely disabled my Twitter, so.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So no matter what, no.
I will always call it Twitter.
Yeah. So no matter what, I'm good. Thank God. No. So this isn't this didn't happen this week. It was a couple of weeks ago that the Ohio Retro Gaming Expo happened. TORG.
Oh, how'd that go?
It went so good. They had the Charles Martinet was there, the original voice actor for Mario, as well as the current voice actors for Bowser, Princess Peach, and Rosalina. So sweet. I got autographs from all four of them. I put down a crap ton of money to get Super VIP, so I could get a group photo with them.
I can believe that.
Plus, I get...
Ooh, you'll have to share that photo.
I will. With us. I will, absolutely. So I got a group photo.
Oh, that's so awesome.
With myself and all four of them. Plus, I put down extra money for, like I said, autographs from them. And I got selfies with each one individually. And the group photo...
Well, pinkies up.
So this is where the bar gets lowered a little bit. So the group photo, you know, this is all Mario actors, and they're all aware.
Did you stick out your tongue? Because I would have.
I wish it were
he was
that.
Wearing a Sonic hat. No.
So all of them, like I said, they're aware that they're Mario stuff, so they, all of them went, woohoo! And I have no idea why, but I went, woohoo! Like Bowser. And I didn't, it wasn't a conscious thing. It was just instinct. And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, oh shit, the guy that actually does it is standing right next to me. I'm so sorry. And he's like, I don't give a shit. And then shortly after that is when I got to do my selfie with Charles Martinet by myself. And he nice. Does a series of them. He's already, like, he's just so used to it, you know. And okay. I even got to ask him, I was like, what would you do, like, what would you recommend for how to get into voice acting? And I'm not doing, like, silly voices. I would like to actually really act. And so not only did he give me an autograph, but he also gave me a post-it note with a bunch of recommendations for teachers and resources to look up. So we do that, and he's like, let's just go ahead and do the selfies. And he's like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and pose like this. You can pose like this, too. And we're going to go, whoopee! And I also, without realizing it, went, whoopee! Wahoo! And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, you're the professional. I'm so sorry. And he's like, just, you can do it, too. It's fine. And it's like, okay, good. And I walked away. I'm like, I just made an ass of myself in front of Charles. Well,
so he said, you can do it too. That's okay. He didn't say like, hey, that's pretty good.
He didn't. He just said, no, it's okay. You can do it. So
he didn't say, hey, you're not me, buddy.
Yeah. Right. I'll take that. Thank goodness.
Yes. Look on the bright side of life.
When I did this stuff with Bowser, first of all, we were both awkward real fast. No offense against Kenny. So I woke up, and I'm this is just the energy I always bring. I'm like, hey, how are you really doing? You know, you don't need to put on with anything. How are you doing? And he's just like, man, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what I ate, but my stomach has been killing me from both ends all day today. Dude, I did not need to know that.
I feel you.
I did not need to know that. But
I would have bonded instantly.
Well, that's the thing. That's exactly what I did. I'm like, I'm bonding. Like, cool, whatever. I don't give a crap. I really don't. But then,
like, oh man, you should have seen what I had for breakfast.
But then he's doing the autograph and he's trying to figure out what Sharpie to use. And he's like, I have to find out which one works because I got all of them to autograph Amiibos. And, which one should I do? And I'm like, just so you know, I'm completely joking. I swear to you, I'm joking with what I'm about to say. And he's like, okay. And I was like, unstoppable. Have you considered using blood? And the look on his face. I really wish this were a video.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's lots of bands that do, record presses right. with like
exactly
Slayer just did yeah. one
yeah. right, and I'm not being serious at all. I'm trying to get him to laugh, and it bombed badly. Come
get some. Said my agent tried to get me to do that, and I lost 4 pints before I quit.
So that's my real life XP of again made an ass of myself. Not that big of an ass of myself. I will not take anything more than 20,000 XP. Because...
all right, you get 20,000 for the voices, but you met Charles Martinet and 3 other Mario voice actors. So you're going to have to take 1,000,000 points for each voice actor you met.
Yep. So you get to say that story... and you get to say that you told someone to sign in blood. My head hurts from laughing.
I think maybe Charles Martinet didn't compliment you because you did it so much better.
That made me so sad.
From now on.
That made me so sad. Like, I wasn't trying to impress him or anything like that. It was a sincere heat of the moment. I hear someone go, woohoo, I just immediately go, woohoo! And then I'm like,
everybody does.
Exactly, yeah!
Unless your name starts with a W. You go, wah!
That's cool, though, you got to meet all those people. Yeah,
it was really, really cool.
And you have signed amiibos.
I do.
Did he fucking stab himself and sign his name?
No,
though?
He didn't.
Fucking
wuss. I'll share
Flynn, what's...
That would have been metal if he would have been like, jab, and just like,
this Bowser
did.
Again, it wasn't the Slayer show.
I'll share pictures of all the autographs, don't worry. But anyway, I'm done rambling.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm drunk on soy sauce and just rambling, okay?
I keep telling you, you gotta get off the sauce. You just have to say it when you're saucing.
I've heard that before.
Bryn, do you have any real life XP you'd love to share?
I do, and I'm so glad I'm going last because it's definitely lowering the bar.
No, it is not. This is your way to
everybody's
humble
going
Bryn.
Up so far. We'll find a way to give you even more points than that.
Absolutely.
So I'm not sure, I'm assuming JD has shared with you that we are moving in together, or that I'm moving in with him. So awesome. I'm in the process of slowly bringing my stuff over from my old apartment and figuring out the best places for it. And I, as I told you, that I am, saying that I'm obsessed with the color green is putting it mildly. So, I have a collection of green plushies, which cover, like, stuffed animals and dolls and stuff. And,
I love this so much.
In my old apartment, I had had a collection of them stored inside a cabinet that had a glass door on it. But I kind of wanted them to be a little bit more accessible and also be able to see them. I was looking at different ways of figuring out, like, displaying stuffed animals, and I found this door hanging that you hang on the back of the door, and it has about 4 big pockets, and the door hanging itself comes in green, with the netting is green, and then I have all my green plushies in it.
Yes.
And it's just like, you know, when you're cold and you have a heat blanket, so all of your body heat that goes out comes reflecting, it's like all of my green vibes that go out keep reflecting back at me, and, like, intensifying, and so it just feels really good to, like...
I love this so much.
And according to Animal Crossing Feng Shui, I think that should be on the west wall.
I swear to you, this is not an insult in any way whatsoever, but it makes shopping so much easier. If I see anything green, I get it.
Like, let's see how well that... I'm not sure how well that'll show.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of too bright to really see the colors, but yeah, it's...
Yeah.
I love green.
And you'll notice the case is green.
It. Yeah, my phone case is green.
The blanket
green
on the back is green. Green
right,
hair.
So let's see, how many... There's 8 pockets?
Oh,
said,
there's 4 pockets.
How many stuffed animals go in each pocket?
4 pockets.
Let's
pockets.
See.
So that's 4 million.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33,
35, 36, 37, 38.
About 39.
All right, hell so yes. 4,039,000. You got 19,000 more than JD.
I love that so much.
All right, let's take a quick break, Ginger. What do you want to come back with next? Games or Marvel Snap names?
Probably the names.
Okay.
All right, if we're on a pause, what are the Marvel Snap sure. names?
So when
Marvel Snatch.
So when he
the new bit.
Plays... he takes screenshots of funny names.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were...
It's just a quick... Yeah.
Okay.
Just a quick run where I talk about funny names of people I play.
And you'll
against.
Get to hear our new song.
If you haven't, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a smash or pass kind of thing.
No. We could do that, though. Some of the names are quite smashable.
All right, Ginger, we're back. Before we go to games, it's time for Marvel Snatch.
Marvel Snatch, Marvel Snap, so we don't get sued.
Something like that. If you don't play, then you're a snatch.
He's attacking me every time.
I said that wrong. If you don't snatch, then you're a snatch. That's how it's supposed to go.
You are attacking me with that.
Can I sing that again?
No.
No. Okay. All right, let's see if any of these are any good. I played against Dr. War. Dr. War says, "That's no moon," as his subtitle.
Oh, that's okay.
I played against Professor X's barber, whose subtitle was, "Wolverine is my spirit animal."
Ooh, that's kind of appropriate to indigenous culture.
A little bit, yep. Yeah. Plus the whole, the barber. That feels a little bit redundant, but okay, okay.
Yeah, it's like not something you'd want to brag about.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't have a job to do.
I pictured Wolverine using one of his claws to shave all the fine hairs at the edge of the professor's head so it's nice and shiny. That's what I pictured.
With his middle one.
Yeah. I played against a guy called Dookie, who said, "I am on the toilet."
Yes, that's good.
I played against Mandatory Burnout.
Okay.
The Can Man. Played against Bonk. Bonk should not be handling katana. I played against some guy.
I like that.
Nice.
I played against Pig Love.
Okay.
Pig Love, this is my first game, go easy.
Now see, if I played against Pig Love, I'd be like, "So your name's Kermit, right?"
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I played against a gross one. I don't know if all right. It said Lolly King, and their subtitle was, "If you know, you know."
Oh!
Boo!
Yeah, boo to them.
Tomatoes in the chat for them.
I played against...
There's no chat.
Yeah.
I played against an insult to a certain subset of Marvel Snap players. There's a card called Alioth, and I played against someone whose username was Alioth players equal tiny PP.
That's not nice. No body shaming.
All right, and that's it for Marvel Snatch. I played against some real dumbasses. But...
Those are some really bad names. I hope next week you have better names.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we can get rid of this segment.
The real-time producing happening on this episode is fantastic.
Mom Spaghetti.
Mom Spaghetti. Hey, Ginger, what game you play?
I played the game Toem. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Toem?
Yes, I played it on Game Pass.
On the Xbox Series X.
Yes, it is a photo adventure game. It's super cute. It's all in black and white until spoilers, the end. So you're just going around.
That wasn't much of a spoiler warning. Oh, well.
Whatever. So you're going around taking pictures of random things to get through kind of puzzle game-ish, and also just to get pictures of certain people and things.
So it looked like cool animated, almost like rubber hose style animation on like a 3/4 view RPG where you're walking around and you can actually rotate the camera like 90 degrees at a time.
Yes.
But then you also, like, go into a photo-taking mode?
It's actually a hand-drawn game.
Okay.
So...
That's why it reminded me of, like, rubber hose-style animation.
So you can beat it about in a couple hours.
Okay.
I went through it pretty quickly because I thought it was just really cute. And I didn't see a toilet, but I believe you go buy a water. So, I might have a toilet that I took a picture of, but, like, I beat this game so quickly. I was like, wow, I beat it.
Can
okay,
you go
cool.
in the buildings?
Some buildings you can go into.
But no toilet. What about any health? energy?
No.
Containers?
I mean, there's lots of houses, so you have to assume that they have bathrooms.
Not necessarily. If they're like, if they're like Earthbound style houses that just have one room when you go in, they don't necessarily have bathrooms.
Well, then there are going to be animal people shitting and pissing outside.
I mean, if they're animal people, that's not improbable.
No, and I'm okay with that. Like, whatever.
But the game.
So you're going to, on your adventure, to go see Toem?
Everybody's on adventure this week.
So, as you go through, you can take pictures that certain places will put up in frames, which is pretty cool. There's certain things, like, there's a ghost horse, so you have to find a picture of what this horse looked like before it was in ghost form. So there's, like, a, in, like, this little hotel, there's a picture of a silly-looking horse that you gotta take a picture of. And show the ghost horse. And then, you know, you get, like, an achievement or whatever. But that's kind of how it's
that's
set
how you
up.
Progress. You talk to people, and they're like, hey, I wish I could see a picture of corn on the cob.
Yeah. And then you gotta go find a picture of that item in it, which is
find
super
that
cute.
Item and take the picture of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So once you get all the way through to the end, you're climbing a mountain, and you're basically seeing a rainbow at the top of the mountain, and that's the Toem. So you can take a couple pictures of that, and that's the only color in the game, is this rainbow kind of like Northern Lights thing, and it's really cute. I was like, oh, that's pretty. It was a short game, but it was a lot of fun.
So the walking around, that's like top-down, normal controls, but then when you go to take pictures, it goes to like first-person view?
Yes.
How does that work?
It's one of the buttons on the top of the controller.
I mean, like, can you like look around a lot in first-person? Or is it
you
like
you can
just
look
pick
around.
One thing to focus on? And then
you can look around.
Okay.
To see whatever, like, maybe you're in a mountain view and you want that part of the mountain instead of that part of the valley. You can take a picture of that.
Okay.
You have a certain amount of photos, but I didn't run out.
All right.
So.
So you get more than in Firewatch.
Yeah, you get like over 200 pictures you can take in this one.
Oh, nice.
But it's really cute. You just kind of adventure to go see Toem. And then when you beat the game, your grandma hangs that up. Like when you're leaving grandma's house, she asks, hey, take a picture of me. So you have to take a picture of her and then show it to her. It's just, it's really cute.
Okay, grandma, let me show you how to take a selfie.
You have an antique camera too.
Ooh.
Later in the game, which is kind of cute, like, you have to find monsters, like, little, like, monsters, and some of them hide, so you have to, like, sneakily get pictures of them. And later you get a tripod, so you have to hit a tripod on one of them, run around the corner, it comes out of the water,
hit a tripod on one of them.
You gotta put a tripod out.
Okay.
With your camera.
All right, you don't go beat
this
the monster.
This is not perverted.
I thought you were saying you use the tripod as a weapon and hit the monster.
No. Okay. No, there's no, like, attacking or anything like that in here. I mean, once you get sounds on your camera, you can chase seagulls away, which those are dickheads anyways.
Yeah.
So.
They're the ones you should be hitting with the tripod.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree. Seagulls are literal assholes with wings.
Yep.
No disagreeing here.
No, they have cloacas.
Well, it's still poo-poo comes out of it, so.
Thank you. Sorry, anything else about the game?
I mean, like I said, there's an ocean, so we already discussed how that's a piss jug.
Right.
all the fish piss and shit in it.
Yeah, I was asking about the game, not the bathroom again.
Oh.
I mean, unless you want to talk about bathroom more. We could go on to my game if you want to talk about bathroom more.
Well, Toem was a very cute and not gross game at all, surprisingly. Coming from me. Playing a game that's fucking adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
You said it's just a couple of hours?
I would recommend it if you want something chill.
Okay. Let's check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It was easy. It was cute. Even if I ruined the end for you, I haven't ruined the game.
Who wants to go next?
Select your player.
Oh. Do that again, Ginger.
Well, if we're on the topic of photograph games, I think JD should go next.
Yeah.
JD, what game you play?
Well, here's the thing. I literally just grabbed my phone because I'm like, I'm pretty sure just now I've realized that y'all have talked about this recently.
It's okay.
I know, but at the same time, like, I want to bring something unique, but I've been playing...
You're going to bring your point of view, and that's unique.
As a Viewmaster?
It is. I have had so much fun with that game. It's short, though, is the complaint I have. You know, I have put... Hold on.
Is it Viewmaster or Viewfinder?
Viewfinder. Yep.
Viewfinder.
Good, okay. Good catch.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's not Viewmaster.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I have put...
Ryan said that more people should be playing that game, so he'd love to hear you talk about it again.
Okay, cool. Yeah, absolutely. See, I put just under 5 hours, and I'm on the last area. And I'm not going to lie. I wish... I want to support indie developers, and I'm not trying to don't support them, but at the same time, the amount of content I would say is probably closer to a $20 game than $25. But I got it on sale for $20, so it's a win-win. But that's just the constructive criticism I would provide. Bless you,
Godzilla.
Thank you.
Oh. I only saw...
We say Godzilla because it's non-denominational.
That's perfectly fine. I was just more intrigued that, you know, you said Godzilla, and I really wish again that this were a video format, that you said Godzilla, and he immediately went pointed across the way like he was demanding you get out. Like, how dare you besmirch my kaiju? Okay, we are a King Ghidorah household or nothing. I don't want any of your false religions like Mechagodzilla. Get the fuck out.
You know, we're more of a Biollante household.
Yeah, we love Biollante.
Oh man, this no, I lost my. Alright, Viewfinder, fun game. Pictures, teleporting, rewrite the world, no piss drugs. That's because I lost my train of thought now with this rant about Godzilla.
No piss drugs.
It is like.
All right, moving on. From, no, I'm just kidding.
From like, I'm to be serious about this. Like from a developer's perspective, I don't know how they programmed this. It is sincerely amazing how they did this. Like, it reminded me, what was the game that I showed you? Superliminal.
Okay.
Where...
Yeah, where you line stuff up
based,
in puzzles.
Based off of your... Exactly! To be able to dynamically render anything and have it have accurate physics based off of what where you aim it and what rotation you have is sheer genius. And then you get into the things where you're like, you've got levels where you can teleport yourself because you are now being in the picture. Or there are places that you take a picture of that can't be photocopied, but some of the stuff in the picture still does. So not only when you take the picture, does it have to determine what doesn't actually turn into the picture, but then still, okay, now that I have that, what needs to be duplicated and then render those extra objects? From a programming perspective, I don't like this term, but it's voodoo.
All right, at least you didn't magic. Say four-dimensional.
That right.
Magic with a CK.
There you go. Oh, I like that. In fact, we'll drop the C. It's magic with a K. No, oh, it's magic with a Q-U-E.
Magic.
No, it's not a Soulsborne Metroidvania.
But yeah, I, like, again, from a developer's perspective, it's just amazing. I love the story behind it. Of this whole, like, hey, like, you kind of slowly tease it out a little bit of, hey, it turns out that the real world that you're in, like, a spoiler alert, I guess, whatever, but the real world, okay, hold on, spoiler alert, 1, 2, 3, 4,
there's... All right, that was better than Ginger.
Yeah, exactly. There's also a cat growling behind me, so I'm getting easily distracted.
Should hear spoiler alert, and that should be enough.
You're like, spoiler alert. Oh, okay, sure. I didn't realize that that Sheldon was that that demanding. I want to enjoy this on my own.
I like when the spoiler warning goes on for 1 minute, though, and so then after they skip forward twice, they come back and they still hear the spoiler.
Yeah. Which, actually, this is what it's turning into right now. So can we make it stretch out?
Almost
there, almost, all right.
All right, give us that spoiler when you're ready.
And go. Yep, all right, so the whole, the real world that you're in, like, is losing oxygen. There are no more things such as plants of any kind. And the whole thing is you going into a...
What a sad world.
Yeah. What a desolate world. I'm so glad that the world we live in is so perfect.
That is not what I said.
I know. I'm trying to play off of that.
I'm thinking plants. I'm like, I'm so sad.
Yeah.
I love my plants.
Yeah, I was about to say, the whole... But our world currently is just going to shit. Yay, climate change.
It is.
Yeah. But it's, you know, so it's like you trying to go ahead and you're getting to understand everyone's, like, their unique characters. Everyone does have unique writing to them. There's an AI cat that follows you now around called Kate, C-A-I-T. And he's got this smooth voice. And he's just super, super supportive.
So
I did not hit her. It's not true. I did not hit her.
I hate that fucking bit. If there's a cat, I don't even care if it's an AI cat. That cat is pissing all over the
place.
That's
100%.
That's a cat.
It's a Kate.
And you can pet it. You can pet it. Yeah. You can pet it, so therefore it counts. But yeah, that's what I'm playing. I do recommend it. Again, I'd still get it if it were like $20 or less, but at the same time, please go support indie developers. We need more art out there. The world we live in is really desperate. Exactly. Yeah. We live in horrible times, so all we can do is really support each other. So go out there, share the love.
That's how we're going to make it.
Uh-huh.
Select your player.
Will, what game you play?
I played a game on Xbox also.
Oh.
I played the remake now. I played the original one a little bit. Back when I got it for you, and I remember why I didn't finish it. the game is kind of fun. The game I played is Destroy All Humans 2, and I picked up Reprobed because it was 75% off, like the physical copy, a couple weeks ago. Finally threw it in to play it, and the game is cool. The gameplay is cool. You're like the super powered alien, and you can like destroy all the humans.
What a title!
Flying saucer. You can fly around.
Nice.
You can suck up humans and like combine their DNA to get upgrades. You can suck people's brains out. You got telekinetic powers, so you can pick stuff up and launch it. and you get like probably a dozen different guns that all do crazy shit.
Right.
Like rain down meteors from the sky. Or
anal probe.
Yeah, the most inappropriate one. A lot of the humor in this game, there's no toilets, but there's toilet humor.
Like the 90s toilet humor, yeah, though.
The anal probe gun, I powered that up, and yeah, you shoot, and it shoots a probe, like, in their butt from your gun, and there's a green line following it, and, like, it goes through them and pops out their head. And you get their brain, and you get more anal probe ammo when it pops out their head. When you power it up, it shoots from one person to another person to another person. So, like, each bullet you shoot can kill, like, three people. And then, like, every person has different voice lines, all the different stereotypes of people. So
it's very bad.
Very stereotypy. Very, like, your character is, like, Jack Nicholson and Duke Nukem. We're crossed with, I don't know, somebody, like, a little bit more sexual assault-y.
Trump?
Even than Duke Nukem.
Epstein?
Yeah.
I mean,
someone who's hanging out with hippies just to take advantage of the drugs and free love, and pretending to be human when they're another species, using
a
magical enhancement called the package, I guess, that you got at the end of the first game. Which, all the chicks love the package, and you're the president. But, yeah.
Ginger's I'm making a jerk-off motion. So dumb. That's, like, you this can, game like, would be great on mute. People's
bodies.
This game would be great on mute, so you don't have to hear any of the awfulness.
And it takes place in 1969, and so it's, like, just 60s stereotypes. There's, like, freaked-out hippies, there's cops, there's soldiers.
Holy shit.
ACAB, fuck the police.
There's KGB agents.
I see no difference between police and soldiers.
Yep.
Shoulders?
And KGB.
And Schultz, like Charles Schultz, yeah.
I don't know why I always want to call soldiers shoulders.
The first stage is, like, in San Francisco.
Oh, that's got to be really bad with stereotypes. Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you got to... This guy makes a drink called Revelade that all the hippies like getting high on. Like, Revolution and Revel and Aid. But his name is Coyote Bongwater. And you got to take him out. Turns out he's working with the Ruskies.
Oh, God.
Whoa, yikes. I don't know. That just sounds really racist, and you're going to have to go apologize on Twitter.
Yeah.
Sorry, Russia.
Thanks for the problematic stuff. Now I got to go ahead and get on Twitter myself just to say sorry for being on here? You're going to have to make Brynn go on there too, even.
Then you go to the UK, and you work with first, and then get kidnapped by and fight against this guy on M16 instead of MI6, which turns out to be, though, the Majestic 16-something, some big space, like, whatever bullshit conspiracy. But then when you go to Japan in the third stage, things get really awful. Offensive. There are some things where, like, you need to find stuff out, and so you go around and read people's mind, and these people have, like, fake English, like, Asian, Japanese accents that are just offensive. I mean, every once in a while, one will say something funny, but, like, you know, 8 out of 10 are bad. I mean, one girl will say, like...
Don't.
No, like, if one more American guy says, me love you long time to me, I'm gonna fucking kill him, or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm but down with that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but it's still an offensive joke, just her being offended by it, rather than have them actually say something.
Yeah. It's very clear that they did not get voice actors for these stereotypes, I say in quotes,
there's very obvious
they have a bunch of white people.
There's a Russian agent lady, like very sexy black leather secret agent with her chest unzipped, and you work with her the whole game, but almost every time you talk to her, you have an option to like...
Be
hit
pervert.
On her or harass her,
Jesus.
Basically. You could just add extra dialogue where you try and get her to go do weird space nasty shit with her
alien sex.
Yeah.
I shouldn't. Sorry, aliens. I don't know if your sex is nasty, but this game did not give you a good portrait. You should be very mad, aliens.
Yeah.
It was awful. Like, if you really have to play this game, put it on fucking mute.
No, you don't really have to play this game.
It's bad.
Yeah, the people get mutated eventually. And in Japan, I quit shit. When there was this, they hired an unpaid intern. The Russians and the Japanese guys. And they had her, like, singing her pop idol music. And then they exposed her to this mutagen. Her name was Kojira. And she mutated into this giant lizard monster and attacks the city.
No! We can't get away from kaiju references! No!
No.
Oh, no, so, Godzilla! Yeah.
No More Heroes 2 Reprobed.
No More Heroes?
What?
I mean, oops. Wrong game. I said that earlier.
Yes,
too.
You did.
Destroy All Humans.
I thought you were doing a callback and I was going to applaud you for that, but nope.
There are a couple cool, like, different outfits. Like, the character model is cool. He's got, like, four pulsating, like, things on the back of his head.
Oh, when he's a cow, it's yeah. disgusting.
Oh, yeah, he's got, like, a cow print and big horns, and those look like udders on the back of his head. He's got, like, one character model where he looks like Elvis. One where he looks like the clown from It. One, the evil Santa Claus is pretty wicked looking.
I like the pumpkin.
Right.
Like, it's a pumpkin jack-o'-lantern head with, like, a green body. Green leafy body.
Yeah, I don't know why it came with, like, Christmas and Halloween outfits unlocked. And also the UFO, I could decorate the UFO, like a Christmas UFO. It had, like, candy cane landing legs.
Or Halloween.
On it. Yeah, Halloween. It had, like, pumpkins and a coffin on it.
Oh, yes, because, you know, Jesus is the savior of the galaxy.
Now we need to deal with more outfits.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
At one point, there's, like, this cult of, like, aardvark or something, where you try and start a sex cult, and then you find out that the Japanese people worship an alien like this, and so you, like, go to Japan, and there's, like, ninjas that worship you once you answer a quiz to prove that you're an alien. It's kind of fucked up.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Are we done with your game?
And this our game originally came out in 2007. And this remake came out in 2022. There's actually a warning at the beginning of the game that they only updated the graphics. They did not change any of the gameplay elements or any of the dialogue. All that they updated was the graphics.
I can respect them for doing that.
At least they give the warning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, we're not even going to say sorry that... this, but we're just gonna warn you that there's some bad
we
jokes.
We still thought it was cool enough to re-release,
not
though.
Even jokes.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Coyote Bongwater is a pretty cool name.
Yeah. Terrorists win.
Select your player.
Bryn, what game you play?
So, right now, the game that I am mostly playing is Pikmin 4. And I have actually never played a Pikmin game before, though
nice.
I have played others, and usually I get Pikmin recommended to me a lot. So when JD had Pikmin 4 and was off playing Mario, then I was like, oh, I think I'll try this out. And it's been a lot of fun. I was able to pick up the gameplay pretty easily for not knowing anything about how to play Pikmin. And I was very happy that it had green Pikmin in it. And then I was very sad because JD told me that this was the first game that had green Pikmin in it. And I'm like, well, no, that just made me disappointed in all the other games.
Yeah, Pikmin Bloom doesn't have green Pikmin, but they could always update it to have them.
Everything's better with more green customizable things. But yeah, my little person Absolutely. In Pikmin has like green hair and like the green suit. I'm like, yeah. And then you get the option later to like, if you want to change your outfit, then I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm all green. I am good.
Why would I change my outfit?
Does it work like the first three main game Pikmins where you're Olimar?
No, I am not. Like I said, I've never played the other ones. But no, okay. the beginning you are not Olimar. Olimar has gotten crash landed on a planet, and so you are part of a rescue team to try to rescue him. But spoiler alert.
He must have failed in the first three.
So as soon as you find him and you rescue him, the credits roll. And I was like, oh, is that kind of sucks that I didn't get to finish all my other things, that like all the other tasks I was working on. And then I find out later that that's like the halfway mark of the game. Then you have like all these other things that you can do, including playing Olimar's original crash landing, which is more of a timed situation and is driving me insane because I have anxiety when I have to be doing so many things in a certain amount of time.
I get that.
So what do the green Pikmins do then?
So they are only available at night. They glow and they cannot be destroyed. So at night, these things that look like anthills glow and you have to protect them. And all the creatures around get possessed and try to attack it. And so you and the Pikmin are the only ones who can defend the glowing anthills until morning.
Nice.
I really wanted to play this Pikmin game because I've never played an actual Pikmin game. I play Pikmin Bloom, but I've never played Pikmin.
It's a lot of fun, and like I said, it's pretty easy to pick it up.
Cute.
I may have the first
and learn the gameplay.
Nice, sweet. So, are there any jars?
What's the bathroom situation in this game?
Real fast. I'm sorry to interrupt. I've typed up this document for Brynn of like, this is the kind of stuff to be wary of. For doing Grand Rapidians play video games, you know? We're going to go ahead and review a drink. We're going to talk about real life XP. We're going to talk about what games, and during that, they're going to be focused on piss.
I am going to ask about a piss jug.
So I have not seen any piss jugs, but there is one part of the game where it turns out that you are about this big and you're in a house that is gigantic. So the toilet there's probably a toilet in that house and it's probably about the size of a skyscraper.
Nice. Skeety. Isn't there a yellow Pikmin?
And there are yellow Pikmin, but they are electricity, which I don't think works well with urine.
I mean,
that reminds me of Don't Whiz on the
Electric. I was going to say exactly that, actually! Yes!
Just don't whiz on the electric fence.
And then there's blue Pikmin, and blue Pikmin like going in the water, right?
They are definitely
rivers
water-based.
And streams and stuff, yeah.
And then the red ones are fire Pikmin, right? Yep.
And then now
pee when you have gonorrhea.
You've also got rock Pikmin and purple ones that are like the super strength ones. And you've got white ones that are poisonous and pink ones that are the fairies, which is also a little bit on the potentially offensive side.
I didn't know that!
I mean,
it's a Pokemon type. Are they related? They're not related to Pokemon.
No, they're not.
But then again, the whole basis...
they are pink with wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the whole
I think it's not the offensive fairy.
Well, it's the whole basis of Pikmin, though, is that you have control of these creatures, that you have ultimate control over them to send them to their deaths and breed them at will. So, you know, there's a whole problematic thing to begin with that. They have no free
it's
will
more like
of
the,
their own.
Tingle's rosy-colored Rupee Land kind of fairy.
Oh my god.
Speaking of another Nintendo franchise.
Tingle.
Come on, everybody loves Tingle. That's my favorite fairy in Zelda. Screw Navi.
What is... So, Can you have the green ones still walk around with you during the day?
Nope, they won't work during the day. You could have them in caves, or you could have them at night, but not during the day.
Okay, so they're like little vampires.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Tingle will come out at day, and he wears green.
Oh, yeah.
Tingle does wear all green.
Yeah. What's that?
Tingle does wear all green.
That is true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Pikmin 4.
That's for Nintendo Switch, right?
Yep.
Sweet. That is a long soundbite.
I was gonna say, we're just all sitting here so long.
Recommendations.
Ten hours later.
That used to be my wake-up sound, by the way, so I'm not going to lie, I am a little bit barely triggered. The old-school NES version in particular, and it's like, ah!
I am going to recommend an old movie, Puppet Master. It's so stupid and cheesy and hilarious. Uh-huh. And if you like spoopy movies,
if you like movies with killer little dolls
that are so cheesy,
and psychics.
Yep.
The whole movie is about psychics at this place. Yeah,
it's so stupid. I love it.
It's more about the psychics than the Puppet Master.
It's like the stupid funny that, you know, like the 80s stupid funny. You're like, geez, y'all really are over trying your acting.
And you know what? The first movie, they don't even mention Nazis yet. It's great.
I like that that's the standard that you have.
Good. Well, I looked at all the sequels to maybe watch them all.
Mm-hmm.
And like third and fourth one get into kind of like more Nazi themes. So I don't know. We'll see.
Lame. Punch a Nazi in the face.
If the puppets kill a bunch of Nazis, you know, I'm down.
Yes. Puppet Master, the first one. Check it out. It's silly. Will, you got a recommendation? Or Sherd, one of our guests are next.
Sure, you can herd our guests into the recommendations.
Yes, oh no, it's the Sherders! The shoulders are going to be here to go ahead and do so. Surely this won't be bad for us.
JD, what's your recommendation?
I have been getting back into Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, hell yeah.
Over the past month, they
did 2 days.
Yes, the Turkey Day. So as of recording... they have, I think it's under 8 hours left on the telethon. They're trying to raise money for for season 14. And I'm not going to lie to you, they're not going to hit it. I'm like 90% positive. Because they are 60% of the way there as of recording this.
Dang.
Yes, yeah, so it's kind of depressing.
I bet some people will put some money forth.
I'm hoping so.
They like that shit.
Yeah. I'm really hoping so. To critique them, but like they moved away from Kickstarter. So they lose like a lot of the advertising there. Plus they had problems with getting physical rewards out for the last time they did season 13.
Ooh.
So
not good.
Yeah.
The last time they did it, they raised all that money on Kickstarter.
Yep.
Like 14 million or
extra.
Something.
Yep.
Well, they were going to do a season if they made, like, three or five or something.
Yeah, they didn't have a season of six 14. Movies. Oh, yeah, for season 12 did 14, and then season 13 did six. And both of those are, I don't know if it was Netflix for both of them. And then the most
After they crowdfunded it,
yeah.
And they were going to put it out, they made a deal with Netflix after that.
Yep.
And so it was,
But they have a website now that they do all their streaming through, gizmoplex.com.
The Gizmoplex.
Yep.
Yep. You can just watch it 24/7.
Yep. And I backed it for season 13, but I never watched any of it. So over the past couple of days, I've been trying to catch back up, and y'all, season 13 is just as solid. It's really, really good.
We watched them all.
Yeah.
Yep. We love MST3K.
Oh, it's so good. I find myself watching and being jealous of being like, man, I wish I were writing for these people. This would be amazing. So I'm just going to put that out into the universe. Hey, hire me as a writer, please.
Right.
Join us, won't you?
We like to do that in ourselves on our couch with movies, talk shit like, oh, da-da-da. It's so funny.
Are we going to have to do our own riff track?
Yes!
R-I-P-H-T-R-A-K-Z.
Q-U-E, just to do a real call back to her. Yeah, TM.
TM. Oh, shit. Well, you got a recommendation yet?
Yeah. It's not a podcast this time. I'm on the same television recommendation boat as all of you. I'll recommend Cutthroat Kitchen.
It's
a cooking show, but it's not really a cooking show. It's more a game show where people get to be mean to each other while they're cooking.
It's like a terrorist cooking show.
You bid away your prize money to handicap the other players by giving them awful cooking handicaps. Like, instead of the food that you picked out to cook with, you got to cook with all this food that I dumped in the water.
Oh!
And then the judge doesn't watch them cook. The judge just comes out at the end and doesn't get to see all the tribulations that they went through and just criticizes them based on their food and their presentation. And it's pretty funny.
There was one where I had to go back to take a picture of this handicap, and I'm going to send the picture to you, JD. Mm-hmm.
There was one episode where they had this cool ball that Ginger really loves. She wants one for our kitchen.
So... He made three contestants use this. It was like 10 kitchen utensils melted and shoved together, and three people had to share it.
That's the only utensil they can use.
It was so evil. It's so funny. There is an older one where someone had to make all the utensils out of tin foil. To cook with.
We watched one earlier today where somebody had to cook all of their food on with a coffee maker.
I feel like looking at this thing...
I love it.
I feel like if I try to solve this thing, it's going to release Pinhead.
Oh, we saw one today where instead of kitchen utensils, all this guy had was a shark's jaw.
Like an actual shark. He had to cut everything with a shark jaw.
Oh, God.
He's like, oh, here's a bigger tooth. Like, there was like a thing where there was two tubes you had to put your arms in. So all you could do is like this. Like, it's so evil in the best way.
Tie that into Cyberpunk 2077. So it's video game related. Ginger did the T-pose.
I was just about to say, that was a T-pose right there. Yeah.
She was riding her motorcycle in Cyberpunk.
Oh, Bryn, do you have a recommendation?
So, going back to call back to the beginning of the podcast, my recommendation for the first time that I'm here is going to be the TV show Young Hercules.
Hell yeah.
If you haven't heard of this, let me start by saying this was, again, a show that aired for one season back in 1998-1999, spinoff of Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, and Xena. Although I didn't really use
Ryan Gosling is popular with the ladies.
he's just Ken.
But yeah, very, very young baby-faced Ryan Gosling. Also had some great New Zealand actors in it that you'll recognize if you watch other New Zealand-based things. But it was just, it's very campy. It's a lot of fun. It was, I was a preteen and a teenager when I was watching this, and so it hit that right spot for me.
Did they get any guest stars from Xena or Hercules?
There are several actors who cross over from Hercules and Xena that you'll see. And that was a great thing about those shows is that you'd see the same actor play like five or six different characters and nobody commented on this person looking like that person. And so that was always a lot of fun.
I love Xena.
If Bruce Campbell's in it, we're going to have to watch it.
Unfortunately, Bruce didn't make it into it. There were a lot. There was about three or four episodes of Hercules Legendary Journeys that began the series that featured Ian Bowen as young Hercules.
Okay.
And then that prompted a movie, which again had Ian Bowen in it. And then after the movie was the TV show. And the TV show was what had Ryan Gosling in it because Ian Bowen had other things that he wanted to do and didn't sign up for the TV show. But the fun thing is that there's some stuff in the TV show that is canon compliant with itself and with Hercules, the Leisure Journeys. And then there's some things that are not canon compliant.
You're going to have to send me a link to this wiki.
Yes, exactly. So I have wiki pages on both the things that are canon compliant and the things that are not canon compliant.
I love Lucy Lawless so much.
There was also a spinoff. A series starring Bruce Campbell. Wasn't there a Jack of all trades?
Yes, but that was character? Not, it's not actually a spinoff because it doesn't do in the same universe, but it does again have a lot of the same actors in it. So if you've watched Xena, if you've watched Hercules, you'll recognize a lot of the faces, but it has nothing to do with that universe.
I have never seen that show.
I have seen every episode of Jack of all trades, so I have it on DVD. and it also stars Angelina Duchin, I think, who was Cora in Young Hercules and also played a couple roles in Hercules Legendary Journeys. And it was set during like the Napoleon Wars on this tiny island occupied like with, and it's like very American colonists kind of thing. I think Benjamin Franklin shows up at one point and so does Blackbeard. It's on the list of things I'm going to make JD watch at one point because I have a list.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt here real fast. That was actually one of the first things, like when Brent and I started dating, we made a Google Doc that had a list from both of us of, this is the kind of stuff I want to share with you. So if you're going to get into a relationship with me, be ready for this.
It's like, I don't even care if you like it, but you will have to have at least seen it once so that you will understand when I start making references.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, Jack of All Trades is a lot of fun. It also, if you like the kind of campiness, the kind of tongue-in-cheek humor of Hercules, of old-school Hercules Legendary Journeys, you're going to love Jack of All Trades. But yeah, it's not the same universe at all. But it has a lot of the same things.
I wish Kevin Sorbo didn't become such a fucking dumb twat.
Same.
It's so sad.
And yeah. Him and Dean Cain, both of them.
Yeah, yeah, Dean Cain really is a douche. Too.
But the nice thing
about... What about that guy from... Oh, no.
Sorry,
it's okay.
No, I don't want to name any more guys who became douches.
Like I said, yeah, Hercules is my special interest, so I could talk about it for, like, hours.
And they have. That's not an insult, but they have. And I love it for it.
I am so happy that the it only was one season, but it's 50 half-hour episodes. It is available on DVD, which is really awesome, considering I went through this whole process where when it originally aired on TV was before the age of DVDs. And then for a long time, when DVDs started becoming a thing, like Hercules and Xena came out on DVD, but Young Hercules didn't. And we were told there was like maybe some sort of like a copyright thing or something, or who had owned the rights to it.
Something
but
weird.
We waited for like decades to get Young Hercules, and it wouldn't be released. And then finally it was released, but in Germany. And so I have like the German DVDs of Der Young Hercules. And then
region-free DVD player.
Yes, I had to convert my DVD player to play that region of DVDs. But they also had the English track to them. It was just the German was track one and the English audio was track two. And then finally it came out in English on DVD. So I'm just like, you guys are like so lucky that you are available to this. Because, and then like, even before the DVDs, like I had the original.
Have you watched it in German?
Hmm?
Have you watched it in German?
Yes.
Did you watch it in German?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I went from, like, having so the original VHS tapes of Fox Kids, which then turned into, like, which are very, very bad quality. And then I, like, re-recorded it on Wham!, which again was, like, eh quality, but it still had, like, the TV watermark in the corner.
Let's come back to this in 5 minutes.
Okay.
We'll close out a minute. We gotta say thanks to our patrons. And then we can talk more about Young Hercules.
We will, because I fucking am here for it.
This is why I love this human being. Brynn, I love you. I'm so lucky to be marrying you.
I love Brynn, too.
Thank you for joining us, Brynn.
Yes.
Oh, before we say our thanks to everybody, do you guys have anything you would like to plug? Besides Young Hercules?
No, I got nothing myself.
Okay.
No.
I'm good for now.
Sorry to be boring.
Sweet. Thanks. Cool. No.
We're sorry.
You fucking drank soy sauce.
So then, hey, if you're still listening and you want to spend money to support us, find our Patreon at patreon.com/grandrapidians.
Yeah, and we'd like to thank our patrons. Not a burp. Mike Gagne, Boston Harbor Horror. Dan the Movie Seller from The Movie Seller. Chris Copleen from Retro Hangover. JD!
Hey!
He will stream once in a while,
yep,
here and there on Twitch. And he's a Burger Time champion. Maiden of the Veil, you can go get a tarot reading from her on her Instagram. And last but not least, Daddy Keith from the Retro... Nope, the Main Quest. Oops. I've called him Kevin before to his face. And now I'm telling him... He's on the wrong podcast. Oh, my God. Ew. Keith, I'm sorry. You're on the Main Quest podcast.
We love you, Keith.
I feel so bad. My face hurts.
So I hope she shouted you all out. The Main Quest is a podcast, and the Retro Hangover podcast, and...
Well, they're
what's
two
Mike's,
separate
what's
podcasts.
What's called again? I haven't seen that one in a while.
Boston Harbor Horror.
Yeah, that one.
Thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for your intro music, and Inadequacy for your outro music.
You know, we could just have that all pre-recorded and play the same thing every time, like some of those other podcasts.
Haven't we done that?
Yeah, this is more fun. Send us an email, grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com. Let us know if it's more fun for you, listeners.
Yeah.
If you leave us a review, we'll send you a sticker.
If you want us to.
If you join our Patreon, we'll send you multiple stickers every month.
It's true. They keep sending them to me. Yep. I have one that, sorry, I have one that says poop.
It's on its way, I swear.
Yeah, we will send you one that says poop. It's a poop fist. See the note? Yep.
Now I gotta do the other fist that says knife. Even though we have no poop knife in our podcast, here's the poop knife coming into our podcast.
Yep.
That's when your poop won't flush and you gotta get a knife out to cut the log in half.
I thought it was a knife to put up your butt to scoop the poop out.
No, that's the spoon.
We are nasty.
That's the spoon.
No one is.
Oh yeah,
here.
We're on social medias. Barely.
Everyone is gone.
Blue Sky.
They're not listening to us anymore. Let's talk about Young Hercules.
Anytime.